This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 2nd. God's word to you today is intimately. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 3:25 and 26, and it says, "You are the children of those prophets. You are included in the covenant God promised to your ancestors. For God said to Abraham, 'Through your descendants, all the families on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant Jesus to bless you." The second prophecy we considered is, the Messiah will be the descendant of Abraham, and through him, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Yesterday, we saw the prophecy and we saw its fulfillment in Scripture. The relevance of that is multifaceted, and I want you to sit with God and trust him to reveal depths in his word to you. The relevance of this is, God will always work through a man. Most times, we want God to solve a problem, but it is a human being that God will use, and that human being can be you. We want God to solve the problems of our nation. God has deliverers reading this today. God has deliverers listening to this today in Jesus' name, and God will use you. Another relevance is that every promise God makes to you concerning your children will come to pass. Every promise God makes to you concerning your descendants will happen. This is why God instructed the children of Israel to hand down his covenant from one generation to another. You and I need to get into God's word and locate what God has said concerning us and our generations unborn, and then hold on to every prophecy. Hold on to God and his word until he fulfills it. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." The Message translation reads, "Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word." The third prophecy concerning Jesus is, the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. The prophecy is in Micah 5:2, which says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf." Micah lived at least 750 years before Jesus. Yet we can see how precise, how accurate the prophecy was. The fulfillment was in Matthew 2 verses 1 and 2, which says, "Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, 'Where is the newborn king of the Jews?' As soon as they asked, the religious leaders answered." Please read Matthew 2 verses 5 to 6. Jesus the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, and we saw that it was fulfilled exactly. Imagine the number of villages in the world, and God said, "Bethlehem." Imagine the number of villages in Israel, and over 700 years before, God said, "He is going to come from Bethlehem," and Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The relevance of this to us is that God knows exactly where you were born. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because every day of my life was planned and written in your books long before I was conceived, and it will be fulfilled by me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.